Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man...
Welcome back. It's 23 after 11 Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. I hope you'll just go there and find out what's going on. We got a lot of stuff you can read. You can listen to past interviews or current interviews. You can search by topic on any topic under the Small Business Sun. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. Lots of stuff there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. And if you follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. And I want to talk about something that I see happening and that I'm hearing is happening across the country, and in terms of what small business owners are doing outside of their four walls, which it seems to me may not be much. Now, folks, your four walls, let me tell you where your four walls are. There are four walls between your ears. There are four walls inside of your building, around your space, your physical space. There are four walls that represent the boundaries of your property, and there are four walls around your community. And these are all boxes that you exist in. You exist inside your head, inside your building, inside your property, inside your town, inside your state, your country, etc. And the maximum, the ultimate is the universe, right? So as we talk about recovery, as we talk about this, the recession being over and economic recovery developing and hopefully continuing, and boy howdy, we're going to do our best to help this recovery move along faster. And I know you want to do that too. You and I both have got to get outside of our four walls. And you pick the four walls that you want. But I just want to develop the idea that we do have these walls that we hide behind. Now, here's the good news about the walls. They protect us from the world. But they also protect us from experiencing the world. And what we have to do, when I say protect us from the world, this is what you and I did. We went into the protection mode. We went into the hunker down mode. We've been in the hunker down mode for now a year, maybe 2 years, some people. And so when you do that, you get inside your four walls and you fortify the walls, and you put guards up on the ramparts, and you're watching, you know, for danger, right? I know we've been doing that. I've been doing it. We've all been doing it to some degree. But now we gotta take the guard down just a little bit. We gotta look outside. We gotta think outside of our head. We gotta look outside of our building. We gotta walk around town. We gotta meet people and talk about what's going on. When we're offered the opportunity to hear new ideas, we gotta go there. We gotta get out of our building. Get up off our backside, get in our automobile, drive across town, go to an event, listen to people, attend a webinar, we got to get out of our heads, we got to get out of our buildings, we got to get out, maybe even out of our towns, maybe even out of our state. And if you've been doing that, then you need to get out of our country. You need to think out of these areas, because what I'm concerned about, and I'm accumulating some anecdotal evidence from talking to people and some things that I've seen, that small business owners are staying inside their four walls. They're living inside their four walls. And whether that's inside their head or their building or whatever, but they're not going out. They're not thinking, they're not finding out what's new. And let me tell you where the danger of this is, folks. Number one, it's just not good for you. It's not healthy. It's just not right. Number one, because we're gregarious people. Humans are gregarious beings. We need to go out and we need to make contact. Number two, where we're going is going to look a lot different from where we've been. And I've told you this. I've been talking about this for a year now. Write this down, folks. This is going to be on the test. Where we're going is a lot different from where we've been. And And if you're not out there seeing the new roadmaps, seeing the new paths to success, the new challenges that are going to be part of this, if you're not out there experiencing that, talking to people who are the trailblazers, who are the reconnaissance people, the people who've been out there, the thought leaders, if you're not out there, and maybe they're your peers who've already experienced some things, if you're not out there seeing those things and collecting that information, you're gonna be in danger. You're gonna have some problems. So, folks, do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. This week, this month, before the end of the year, go out and do something. Get out of your comfort zone. Get off of Twitter. Get off of Facebook. The social media are tools, ladies and gentlemen. They're not places to stay. Those are not walls inside of which you want to live. You will not be successful, my friends, as much as I appreciate the power of social media. And I do. It's going to be part of our future. Very important part. You've heard me talk about this, that it is not a place for you to reside. Get out of that. Get out of social media. Get out of your head. Get out of your building. Get out of your town. Whatever is the next thing for you to get out of and go somewhere else to, please do that. Promise me that you'll do that. You've got to get outside of your four walls, folks, because you've got to find out where we're going is going to look like. And you cannot do that inside your four walls, because you know what? That's old information. We don't need the old information. We need the new information. Think about it. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.